Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 ads of popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love the cinema. This is Doug Loves the Cinema, coming to you from a hotel room in Salt Lake City, Utah on July 16th, Two Oceans 12. On the morning after two shows at Wise Guys Comedy Club, the Trolley Square location, my opening act, David Huntsberger, took on all comers in the Leonard Maltin game in both shows, and the recording isn't very good. It's echoey, and you can hear me much more clearly than the contestants, but thought you might want to hear it anyway. So first up, here's the 420 show.
While we're taking this technical moment,
Technical moment's over, but go ahead. No, what were you going to say?
I was going to plug my show tomorrow night at Batter Is Up.
Have you guys heard of a sports bar called Batter Is Up? It's Batter apostrophe S Up. Batter Is Up.
Yes, and I love it.
Which is the expression they use.
Yeah. Next. Batter Is Up.
I guess if you called it Batter Up, if it was just called Batter Up, that would make sense.
Yeah.
I like that one woman notes. Yeah? What's your point?
Batter apostrophe S Up. Bizarre.
But so David will be there doing his own headlining set tomorrow night, so even if he can't make it. That'll be Monday, July 16th.
Yes.
So hopefully, if this recording turns out good, I'll post it later tonight, and we'll give you a little extra promotional boost.
Hey, great.
Yeah,
that's the time to share it.
Yeah. So David gets to pick somebody to play the game against. We've got some wonderful prizes here. We've got David's CD, Humanitas, and Humanitas, and my first CD, Professional Human Comedian, and the new one that we talked about earlier this evening, Smug Life, all can be yours if you can beat David in one round of the Leonard Maltin game. So let's see your name tags. Let's see who's eligible to play. Oh, Kevin's got an elaborate one. Oh my God, that's huge. It's some sort of film festival poster. Did you write your name on it somewhere? Oh yeah, there you go. Oh, instead of Sundance Film Festival, it's the Camp Dance Film Festival. And what's this over here? Instead of White Christmas, you change it to White Chris, which is pretty much aren't they all? And there's black guys named Chris, right?
Chris Rock.
I mean, if you want to go for obscure black guys named Chris, you can go Chris Rock. All right, so White Chris is here, and we got the human centipede.
and with the drawing, of stuff going in the mouth of the first person and out their ass and the next person and so on and so forth. So I'm not a fan of that picture. And then Amber, her picture is of a labyrinth, and it says L. Amber is. That's pretty clever.
And I can't see much further than that, but I see there's some other ones out there in the dark. So,
David, who would you like to play against?
I like the Kentipede because he drew arrows, as in food this way, that way. But I don't feel like I choose girls enough, so I'm going to go with L. Amber.
Okay.
Show everybody the name tag that got it done, that made it happen. There it is. And you can hold it and stand with David over there. You guys will share a microphone so we get all of your comments. What part of town are you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. You remember. And what part of town are you from?
No,
all right, there's no reason to disparage.
You don't live here.
The entire project. I do not live here. That is true. It's one of my favorite things about this place. I heard a rumor that it gets cold sometimes. Like in this crowd right now. Hey! What? Me! Noises! No, I must be on the record as saying every time I've been to Salt Lake City, I've had a wonderful time. But that's because I do a show, and you guys show up, and the rest of those people can fuck off. That's a great way for me to get new fans. New fans in Salt Lake.
I said, no, they told you to fuck off.
I only want you guys to come from now on. And your friends. You can bring friends. So I'm going to look at my app here on my... David, I was doing a show in Vegas, and you know how I use the app to look at my the Leonard Maltin app. I use it on my phone to play the game. Yeah. A drunk guy in Vegas, very late, after we'd been playing the game for a while, goes, "Hey, stop texting!" Like I was texting people while running this game.
You had it all in your head the entire time.
Yeah, yeah. I knew it all in my head. I was just...
That's
I wanted to get.
Really
I was multitasking.
That's a really nice compliment to you.
Yeah. Oh, that guy can text while he's doing this?
And know every name 14 deep in a movie?
Yeah.
85.
No, that guy was a fucking idiot. All right, here we go. Amber. That's why you have a name tag, so I can tell what your name is. Under pressure.
Okay,
and what? Why did they call you Amanda?
Because they can't remember ever.
Because it's Salt Lake City, dude.
I think that's why you don't like this town, because it's a town full of people who can't remember Amber.
Seriously, you don't fuck yourself, Amanda. It's Amber.
I call you Amber, but I just like my names longer. So suck it up, Amanda. And go make some more shakes for the customers. I don't know where you work. I don't know where she works. I don't know what she does. At a hotel. Make some shakes for the guests. Or some cookies. Can you say which hotel?
Yeah, the Baymont.
The Baymont. Nice. Okay, you get to pick from three categories, Amber. And this is just between Amber, Amanda, and David. No one else gets to compete, so please don't yell out if you think you know the answer. That's the great thing about 420 shows. There's no yelling drunks. Like, at the nighttime shows, people just yell out what they think the answer is. Caddyshack! You know, it's like, no, it's Schindler's List. Okay, which one of these categories would you enjoy playing? Hasta la vista, maybe? That's movies where Arnold Schwarzenegger doesn't kill anyone, but he's in it. That'd be weird to just be movies where Arnold Schwarzenegger doesn't kill anyone. This is the category is most movies. No, the ones that he's in and doesn't kill anyone. Or Lord of the Rings, which is films that take place during or at the Olympics. Or celebrating a birthday today, Forrest Whitaker. The great crazy-eyed Forrest Whitaker is... something years old today.
And so the film's of Forrest Whitaker. Which one of those would you like to play? Amber, Amanda? Lord of the Rings? Okay. This Lord of the Rings movie that is about or near the Olympics is from 1981. Wow, I know. Tough break. We'll probably be getting another contestant up here. 3.5 stars from Leonard for this 1981 movie. He calls it absorbing and unusual. He also says it's a drama, and it won several Oscars from 1981, has something to do with the Olympics, and Leonard lists 13 names. So how many names? Don't worry if you don't get it. Girl in the audience, I don't get it. You don't have to get it. It's all on Amanda Gerber. Seriously, if you're with Amanda, you are. Call her. I mean Amber. Call her Amanda Burr from now on. Amanda Burr. The most white trash name ever given a person. How many names out of 13 do you think you can get it in, Amber?
Maybe 12.
So confident poker face going on there. Just got confident poker mouth. 12, maybe? What do you think, David?
11.
He says 11.
8.
Woo! Big leap from Amber.
Name it,
says David, in a very intense way. It's like he's barely awake.
I'm so awake, Doug. This is my focused demeanor.
Okay, you get 8 names. If you can't name it, we'll bring somebody else up here. Try again. Absorbing an unusual drama, won some Oscars, has something to do with the Olympics, and your 8 names are Brad Davis, Dennis Christopher, Nigel Davenport, Patrick McGee, Lindsay Anderson, John Gielgud, Ian Holm, and Cheryl Campbell, the great Cheryl Campbell. Do you have a guess, Amber?
I have no idea.
Guess a movie that has something to do with the Olympics. Came out around 1981.
That's older than I am.
Well, just think of some old ass movie that had something to do with the Olympics.
I thought the topic was Lord of the Rings.
This girl, I thought the topic was Lord of the Rings. I'm so happy she's not playing. So no guess at all? You just give up? Okay, sit down. Some guy's guessing Miracle back there, but no. It's called Chariots of Fire. Lots of people know it. Chariots of Fire. I should have ran in slow motion on a beach. That might have helped you a little bit. But thank you for playing, Amber. I want to call her Amanda so bad. Thank you for playing, Amber. All right, let's get somebody else up here real quick. We're running out of time.
Get up here. Come on. That's the best.
Which one is it? But just for the one young lady in the audience, the categories are misleading when I first announced them, and then they turn out to be about something else. And this is a very, very complex name tag. Oh my God, look at that.
I make these for a living.
Oh, let him talk into the microphone when he talks.
I make these for a living.
Are you joking? You really do?
No.
Signs for, like...
For David. I just follow David around making signs.
All right, sit the fuck down. Let's get you and Kendrick up here. I'm just kidding. I see it. It says Douglas movie. It's got David's album cover.
Right?
It's got you and your face. And it says you versus David. Like, you came here.
I will
ready,
get shit
ready
to happen.
To compete.
And then you got the header for my website and put that across.
Yeah, it's a great sign. We'll take a picture of it after the show and show it to the listeners so that they know what not to do. No, I like it.
Yeah,
it's
no,
good.
Let's draw people pooping in each other's mouths.
Let him speak into the microphone when he speaks. You gotta shove it into his mouth.
I will not. It's, I'm holding it here. My arm is tired. I've got it.
All right, so it's on you. You gotta lean in and talk
into it.
Yeah, because we want to hear you if I use this on the podcast. His name is Steve, and he gets to pick from the following categories. Would you like also Expendable, which is movies featuring cast members from The Expendables, or The World According to LARP, which is a movie that has role-playing games in it, or These are all Comic-Con categories, in case you haven't figured it out. Or X-Men. X-Men, which is films that have a tranny in them.
Expendables.
Which one? Spendables? Okay, yeah. This movie's got someone from the Expendables in its cast. It's from 2006. Leonard gave it 2.5 stars. He says that this movie is about the title character, so that someone's name is in the title. And then he also says about it, not as bad as it might have been. Yeah, not as bad as it might have been. And he lists 6, 7, 8, 9 names. 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9 names. How many names do you can get it in, Steve?
7.
Strong, respectable opening bid.
Say 6.
Name that David Sunsberger.
Did you call him Sunsberger?
Hell yeah.
You are having so much fun up here.
I opened my presents on Christmas too.
Mike and the Bell.
I wonder if Mike in the Mouth is something that guy has yelled before. Or if that was his first time yelling Mike in the Mouth. Put that Mike in his mouth! All right, David, you get 6 names. Do you want the clues again?
Yes, please. Could have been worse.
Yeah, and your 6 names are Antonio Tarver, that guy.
He's a boxer.
Henry G. Sanders, is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, A.J. Benza, Tony Burton, James Francis Kelly III, and Geraldine Hughes.
Rocky Balboa.
That's correct. Sorry, Steve. Get up here, White Christmas. White Christmas is going to play. We've gone so far over time, you guys. This is going to be, you got to take it down, Chris. We're not even going to ask you anything about yourself.
I'm a big fan of Dr.
Spaceship. I told you we're not going to talk to you.
Dr. Spaceship.
Yay, Dr. Spaceship. We should say it's called Professor Blast.
Yes.
But I do like to call it other things. And White Chris is up here. Would you like Breaking Bond? That's movies where someone who's played James Bond is in another movie. Or Dead Horse, which is a movie that had 4 or more sequels, as in Beating a Dead Horse. Or I'm So Thor, which is movies where someone has a lisp.
And he was a big scallops guy.
He would recommend scallops with that lisp.
Yes.
You'd think he would just be like, just have some fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fish here is good. You choose. Which one of those categories, Chris?
Dead Horse.
All right, this is a movie with 4 or more sequels. This particular movie, again, it's an oldie, but you may be able to figure it out. It's from 1979. 2.5 stars from Leonard Maltin. He says about this movie that it is slow, talky, and derivative, and somewhat redeemed by terrific special effects. Somewhat redeemed. And there are 12 names. How many names, Chris?
8.
Take it down. He says 8.
David.
You're giving him 8 names.
I'm giving him 8 names, yeah.
All right.
You wanted to speed this along, yes?
I did.
Okay.
And you did it.
Yeah.
That's a great way to speed it along. Just give up. Okay, I'm not even going to read the clues again. Your 8 names are Mark Leonard, Grace Lee Whitney, Majel Barrett, George Takei, Walter Koenig, Nichelle Nichols, and James Doohan, and Persis Kambada.
Okay.
What's it called?
What year?
What year? It's 79, and it had a lot of sequels.
Oh, it's the one that has Star Trek.
Yeah.
The motion picture.
Star Trek, the motion picture, we did it! Star Trek, the motion picture. Da, 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 da. Congratulations, Chris. You win. It's everything's in the bag. Thank you so much for playing. One more time for David Hunsberger, everybody. Thank you, 420. You Utah show. I hope this recording turned out good.
That was fun, wasn't it? I think every show you should be able to hear me clearly and the other guests are just in the background. Like the next time TJ Miller, Pete Holmes, and Jeff Garlin are on together. Oh yeah, you heard right. I've talked to all three and there will be a rematch coming soon. Now let's listen to the Leonard Maltin game from the 8 o'clock show at Wise Guys last night. Lots of callbacks to earlier in the evening that you probably won't understand, and the sound is even worse on this one. So enjoy.
All right, Utah, are you hungry for games?
It really sounded like someone was slowly murdered to me during that applause. Or maybe I'm hallucinating. I don't hallucinate. Like, that drives me crazy in movies when somebody gets high and then they show, like, these crazy hallucinations that person's seeing. Yeah. And it's like, oh, so there was crack in that weed. Or there was something in that.
They're immediate, too. It's like,
ooh! And they stand there talking to a tree or something.
Yeah.
Like, I'll talk to a tree, but I know it's not going to say shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'll just be like, you know, as a laugh, I'll talk to it.
Is there a crowd?
Oh, you're having a laugh? He's having a laugh.
He's having a laugh.
God damn, that makes me laugh. Is it laugh or laugh?
Because
you're from Reno. You're from Reno. Laughlin, Nevada. That's right. Yeah. So Laugh. There you go. So it is Laugh. You have to say Laugh from now on if I have to say Nevada.
That's incorrect.
Which one's incorrect?
Did I have to say that? I don't know.
There is no agree or disagree when you share the stage with me. I am a bossy pothead. All right, let's see your name tags, you guys. Let's check out what kind of Jacob wrote it down on his receipt or something, and as did Erica. So congratulations to you for your last-minute participation. Is there no one up front with the real name tag?
Right here.
Right here. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, he wrote it on the side of his beer.
It's a beer.
A beer. Very clever. So it's his way of saying you can have that beer that he didn't put anything in. He's not attracted to handsome comedians.
Right, right.
Danny put it on some food. What's in that?
I invited Matt.
Oh, that's cool. I just want to know.
Some pita wrap thing.
A pita wrap thing, yeah. To go?
What's left of it?
What's left of it? You ate some of it. So you're leftovers.
Leftovers.
All right, Danny, leftovers. And John has a hockey puck. Perfect. Fair enough. Rub it on your mouth real quick. It's a callback and none of the listeners are going to understand. Why did Doug ask that guy to rub a hockey puck on his mouth? Why does Doug do anything for that matter? All right, so let's interview the contestant. What's your name, Matt?
Matt.
Because you're rather than Matt.
Yep.
A doormat that says,
exactly.
Hi, I'm Matt.
Exactly.
Is that your actual Matt from your home?
Yeah, it's indoors, though, so no one's...
Yeah, you want to make
that's
your home.
That's some in pristine condition. That's
a nice map. And what parts of these parts are you from?
North of here, Clinton.
Clinton?
Yeah.
Okay. Is the Ogden price size closer to Clinton than to here?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so we know you have choices in choosing your topic, though. Thank you for coming to see me. Okay, thanks. Do you know how to play the Leonard Maltin game?
Yes.
All right, and you will win, I forgot to mention, copies of David Huntsberger's Humanitis and my...
You said it right.
I know.
Who are you?
I'm in the zone. And my albums that are called... Snake Leaf and Professional Moving Gavidian. And Humanitis. And Matt is our player. He's going to pick. If you think you know the answer or have the urge to say an expression from pop culture, please don't. This is the part of the show that's just between Matt and David. Matt gets to pick a category from the following three categories. Matt, would you like In Theaters Chow? And that's movies that are set in Italy. Or would you like Holidays That Gary Marshall Hasn't Ruined Yet? Pretty self-explanatory. Or would you like Ghost Propofol? And that's movies where a Michael Jackson song is featured.
The holidays one.
The holidays one.
Holidays.
Holidays. Don't yell out. I beg you. Not to yell out. Which one of these are we going to pick? I'll give you a choice of 2 years. I think I played one of these on the show recently, so if you've been listening lately, you'll have a leg up on David, who doesn't have time to listen to my podcast. That'd be hilarious. I would love to end this way. Like he's already heard this whole thing already. But sometimes I pick different clues. 1996 is the year, or 2007 is the other year.
Huh? 96.
96 you want. Do you know what this is already? It's a holiday. A movie based around a holiday.
It feels like you're aggressively rooting for him.
I am.
I have a guess.
You don't. A man in pants that daring. Just the back is laughing. I think the front is just too close to those pants. Too mesmerized by them.
I'm wearing shorts and my pants are real plain. That was lost on me. I didn't know if you were making fun of me or him.
You thought I was making fun of you?
Well, because
you're
wearing shorts, not pants.
Well, they're long shorts.
So that's what you just call pants?
I think Arch Barker calls them spants. Two and a half stars from Leonard for this movie that he calls spectacular and spectacularly stupid. He also said that it won an Oscar for special effects. And there are 17 names, let's say, listed by Leonard Maltin. How many names reading from the bottom up from this list will take you, Matt, to guess the name of this movie? Please don't help if you know it.
-1.
He goes -1. Yes. He's not fucking around.
96.
Now, did you hear me do this one on the show?
Hmm?
Give him the mic for a sec. Did you hear me do this one on the show?
I've heard the show. I'm not positive it's this one, though.
Okay. It might just be, from the clues, it might just be obvious. You might have a good idea what it is. So he says -1 names, David. I'm about to pass a kidney stone. That's what I'm getting on this.
I'll say -2.
-2? I don't like this one bit. Okay, Matt.
I don't think I can get the order on all three, so name it.
Okay, he says, and I don't know what he's going to do with this, but what do you think the movie is, David?
Independence Day.
That's correct.
Yeah!
I think they didn't get it when I did it on the show before, but I can't remember. You need to name the top two people. From the top person, top billed person to second billed person. That's what happens when you go into negative names. So who's first billed?
Will Smith.
And then who's second billed?
Bill Paxton.
Oh, I love it! The man's name is Bill Pullman! That is fucking sweet! I want Alex Trebek's job when he leaves. I just want to laugh at them and say, fuck yeah, and shit, instead of being an emotionless robot. It's fun when the host gets involved.
Why do those things have to be so similar?
Yeah. No, that was a category on the show a bunch of times, Paxton Pullman, because people get them mixed up. I know exactly which one is which at all times. I have never once been, is that? No, I know which one it is. Because the one that's screaming a lot is Paxton. And the one with all the wives, the Mormon, is Paxton. That's Paxton. And Pullman is While You Were Sleeping and Independence Day and that great movie with Ben Stiller, Zero Effect. That he's great in.
I think the Pullman lore is a lot of like calculated breathing, Harrison Ford style. Like, that's kind of my Bill Pullman. Like,
all right.
You know,
I've changed my mind about Bill Pullman. Thanks to you. There you go. You get the prizes, Matt. Congratulations.
Thanks for playing that.
Thank you.
And thank you as well for David Huntsberger coming up here. Losing in the best way possible. That's like my favorite way for that shit to end. Okay, there you have it. From the corrections department, Matt was wearing shorts, not pants. I'll be in Dallas doing Doug Loves Movies and stand-up on July 22nd
Fort Worth doing stand-up July 23rd, and more stand-up in Portland, Oregon on July 25th. All of my tour dates are at douglovesmovies.com. Thanks for listening to this boner ep. And as always, David Huntsberger's Bill Pullman impression is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.